This is Oren Solomon with Entrepreneur's Edge. It's a rainy Tuesday here in the Baltimore area, but sunny inside here in the studio. So happy to be here with you. Again, this is Oren Solomon on Entrepreneur's Edge, where we talk about entrepreneurship. We celebrate the entrepreneur, the small business owner, the big business owner, the person who's looking to start a business. We celebrate you. We talk about entrepreneur topics, from networking to starting a business to different types of businesses. You know, over the past few months, we've had people on in the hotel business, people in the real estate business, you know, pastors, people from all different walks of life, all types of entrepreneurs, to celebrate them and to kind of put it out in the community what's available to us and how we can take advantage of being an entrepreneur, all the benefits of having a business, and also the pitfalls as well. We don't just sugarcoat anything here and tell you it's all rosy and everything's fine and dandy. We talk about every single aspect of entrepreneurship here to help you be a better person, to help you learn the benefits of being an entrepreneur. So we've got a great show for you today. We're going to talk about goal setting today. And the reason we chose this topic is, look, we're coming towards the end of the year. Seems like this year flew by, man. I can't believe it's December already. Where the time goes, I have no idea. It just flies. And as the older you get, you realize, man, that, you know, time is very precious. So we're going into you got the end of the year. We're going into a brand new year here over the next few weeks. And a lot of times people wait until, you know, late in the year, meaning at the end of December, to start making the New Year's resolutions and start looking at doing new things and trying different things. So I'm going to talk about it today to give you time to, number one, reflect on, you know, what happened to you this year in 2014, but more importantly, look forward to 2015. Some of the things, some of the goals you want to accomplish, some of the things you want to do, to have a better 2015 than you did in 2014. Now, goal setting is really simple. It's just putting something down on paper or deciding in your mind that you're going to obviously do something. A lot of people set goals, man. You know, professional athletes set goals. You know, churches have goals. Businesses have goals. Individuals have goals. So goal setting is a very important part of life, not just being an entrepreneur, but goal setting is a very important part of structuring your life to be successful in life. And we've got a lot of things to talk about today, a lot of different techniques and ideas on goal setting to really help you have a better 2015 and finish out the rest of 2014 really, really, really strong. So, again, this is Oren Solomon on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Let me give out our number. If you're listening to us today, you want to call in. Maybe you want to talk about some of the goals, some of the things you want to do in 2015. Maybe some things you didn't accomplish in 2014 that you want to accomplish in 2015. We'd love to hear from you. I'd love to hear people setting goals and dreaming. This is a show where we celebrate you. The call-in number is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you want to call 877-704-1010. Again, 877-704-1010. So, you know, I browse online a lot. Also, let me give my the website as well. My website is orensolomon.com. Check me out, www.orensolomon.com. Feel free to comment on the show, or if you have suggestions, I'd love to hear from you, hear what you have to say, because this is your show. This is a show for the community, and we want to serve you all and put on the best topics and speakers and opportunities to help you grow. Also, if you want to start a business, if you're looking to, if that's one of your goals for 2015, or even one of your goals left here for 2014, you can text 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889, and someone will get back to you with regards to starting your own business. So I was browsing through the internet, and I go to mindfuls.com, and I'm always looking at different things to talk about. And the reason why we chose this topic is today is because a lot of people don't set goals. A lot of people, you know, we say we want to do this, we want to do that, but we don't set a goal. And as I mentioned earlier on the show, starting off here, that top athletes, successful business owners, and high achievers all set goals. Setting goals gives us long-term vision and a short-term motivation. And, you know, there are different types of goals. You have short-term goals, and obviously you have long-term goals. And I tell people, you know, there's a couple ways in which you can start. So I'm going to kind of give you an idea on where to start with regards to your goals. So you want to start by your personal goals. Okay, so let me kind of give you an idea here. If you start with the big picture, you know, what is it that I would like to accomplish in life? You might want to write this down. What is it that I want to accomplish over the next 5 years, over the next 10 years? I know when I got out of school, there were some things that I wanted to accomplish. I said to myself, well, I want to have a really good career. I want to be financially independent. I want to own my own home. So think about from this point on, like a 5 or 10 year plan where you want to be. Doesn't matter what your age is, man. If you're older, hey, look, people are living a lot longer now. Doesn't matter. Just think about some long term goals that you want to have. I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to be a football player. So we all dream and talk about what we want to be. And some people write the stuff down. So you want to think about some long term goals, 5 to 10 years. And then when you do that, you want to actually break them down to small targets so that you can actually hit these particular goals. So, you know, yeah, your long-term goal to be successful in 10 years is great. But what are you going to do between now and that time to hit those particular goals? And so I'm going to get real specific with you all on actually how to do this. So if you're listening in, pay close attention. Because this is how a lot of high achievers do it. Again, you're listening to Orin Solomon. This is the Entrepreneur's Edge. If you want to call in, if you maybe got some goals you want to set for 2015 or some things that you haven't hit yet for 2014 that you want to share, feel free to do it. Again, our call-in number is 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. Also, if you have any suggestions on goal setting as well, some of the things that you've done, if you're a successful entrepreneur, to hit your mark, we'd love to hear about it. The listening audience would love to hear it. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you, again, are looking to start a business, the number is 443. You can text 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. So let's start with some goals here that you want to look at. So if you're setting out your life plan here, the first thing you want to look at is, you know, some career goals. What is it? What level would I like to go to in my career? You know, what would I like to accomplish in my career? So if let's say you're in radio, you know, how would you like to go in radio? Do you want to be a broadcaster? Do you want to, you know, whatever it is, you know, if you work for the government, you know, do you want to be a GS-15 or, you know, whatever those goals are, you want to just jot those things down. You know, when you put something in ink and you see it every single day, it's a reminder of where it is you're trying to go. If you just say it and you put it out there, then you're not really being held accountable because, you know, days go by, you don't see it. Sometimes you forget. People kind of get sidetracked. So you want to jot that down. Some of your career goals. Another thing you want to look at are your financial goals. How much do you want to earn? And how much do you want to earn? And at what stage do you want to earn this? So let's say you're just getting out of school and you want to land a job. You know, maybe a goal might be to get a job for $50,000 a year or $100,000, whatever that number is. You jot it down. I'm not going to tell you how much money you're going to make, but jot it down. If you're starting a business, you know, you want to jot down, you know, what is it that you need to make that will make you comfortable or make you feel successful in that particular business? You want to jot that down. How much money do I want to earn? Another goal that you want to jot down are maybe some educational goals. You know, what type of knowledge do you want to acquire? You know, some people I was taught by my parents to go get a degree. So, you know, I got a formal education and got a bachelor's degree. Some people like higher education. You know, some people say, hey, you know, I want to get a master's degree. I want to get a doctorate degree. You know, for some fields, you need higher education. If you want to be a doctor, you got to go to school for medicine and then you got to do your residency and that kind of stuff. So what type of education. If you wanted to be an engineer, if you want to be an architect, you got to go to engineering school. So you want to jot some of those goals down as well. If I want to be a builder or a developer, I want to make sure I get my engineering degree. So again, these are just some goals here that you want to jot down. You know, if you're looking at your long-term goals, 5 to 10 years. Again, this is Orin Solomon. We're on the Entrepreneur's Edge. We're talking about goal setting here for 2015. 2014 is almost over. I can't believe it's December. Time is flying by. And I'm just kind of giving everyone just some guidelines and some things to do as we move into another year and we close out another year to help you move forward to bettering ourselves in every aspect of our life, not just financially, but in every aspect of our life. Again, if you want to call in, you can call 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. And if you want to start a business or you're an entrepreneur, want to be an entrepreneur, you can send us a text at, where's that text number? 443-854-4889. 443-854-4889. We have a caller on line one here. Is this Sharon? Hello, can you hear me? Oh, I just locked it. Hang on 1 second. Let me unlock it. Sharon, can you hear me? Nope. Okay. All right. Well, the operator will help us with this here. And I'll continue on with. Oh, there we go. All right. Sharon, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Yes.
There we go. How you doing?
I'm fantastic. What about you?
I'm wonderful. I have my friend Sharon Lewis on the line here. Sharon and I are great friends, and her husband, Reginald, we're also business partners as well. And we're talking about goal setting here. Sharon, maybe you can take a minute or so and kind of share with everyone the importance of goal setting. I really would appreciate it.
No problem. Well, you know, one thing that's very important is you must set a goal. And the thing about it is to have many goals. And when I mean many, M-I-N-I goals, we're going to start with the many goals first.
I love it.
And say, okay, you put the many goals first so you can achieve the many goals, the M-A-N-Y goals. Mm. And once you put your goals in front of you and write them down, then it becomes real.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't write them down and look at them every day, they will not become a reality. So you have to write down your goals every day, look at them every day, and say, okay, I'm going to achieve this goal. And then you have little markers. Okay, this is where I want to be in 2015. These are the steps that I need to get to this goal. So I always tell people right now, the end of 2014, you can start writing your goals today.
Mm-hmm.
And by 2015, you go through the marking stage and say, okay, I've achieved this. Well, I need to do this to get to that. So I always tell people to start with many, M-I-N-I goals to get to the many goals in which they are trying to establish.
I love that, Sharon. Beautiful message. Really, really appreciate that. Again, if you want to call in, if you've hit some goals this year that you jotted down, we'd love to hear from you. Feel free to call into the show, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. And if you have a goal of wanting to be a business owner and start a business, but you're a little fearful of doing it or not sure, you can text us. Text Sharon at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. We've got Charles on line number two. Hey, Charles, how you doing?
I'm doing great. How you doing today?
I'm great, man. Thanks for calling in the show. What's on your mind?
Well, I was listening to y'all talk about goals, and that's kind of funny because they flipped the script on us.
Mm-hmm.
Our short-term goals have actually been changed to long-term goals. See, simple tasks like making a phone call, they get simple information,
mm-hmm.
become a 2-week, a 3-week, or a year daunting task trying to get to the right people because we keep being transferred and transferred, and it's not my department. Like I was saying, our short-term goal, something that should take you maybe an hour, has turned into long-term goals. They flipped the script. So we got to find a way to get better. We got to find a way to sidestep these processes because it seems like the government And the people that are in charge, the people that are in place, the people that govern the information, they're not knowledgeable about the information that they have. So they can't dispense it in a
timely manner.
Yeah.
No, I come. You know what? It's so funny, Charles. I tell my wife this all the time. Sometimes customer service is not as great as it used to be, and you know, sometimes people, they don't really care about their jobs. They're there for a paycheck. But hey, man, all we can control is what we do. So if we jot our goals down and go after them, you know, if someone's going to take a couple days to get back to us, then so be it. You know what I mean? It is what it is. You know,
we can control more than that. We control the whole process because the process is there because of us, for us. So when we just ignore that type of treatment, then that means that we're breaking down with the process. So we need to step up. We need to shore the process. We need to kick in the door. We need to clean up the mess, and we need to start getting, you know, our act together and moving forward. You know, we talk about it, we complain about it, but we don't do it. We're just witnessing.
I love it, man.
Yes, that's a good point.
Yeah. I can't argue with you there, Charles, man. We appreciate you calling in, and happy holidays to you, my friend.
Thank you.
All right. Take care now. Have a good one. All right, we're talking about goal setting here on the Entrepreneur's Edge. This is Orin Solomon. I have my friend Sharon Lewis on the line. If you want to call in and talk about goal setting, maybe talk about some of the goals you've hit this year that you maybe wrote down last year in late 2013, or some of the things you want to accomplish as well. You can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, you can call 877-704-1010. Or if you want to start a business, you're looking to be an entrepreneur, that's one of the goals you have set for next year, or even before the year is out here, you can text us at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. So I was going through a list here of some of the things you want to jot down as far as goals. You have career goals, you've got financial goals, you know, how much money you want to make, you have educational goals, we talked about that as well. And then we talk, you know, the next thing I'm going to talk about are family goals. Now, look, you know, not everyone has a family, but I know I have a family. Sharon has a family, and it is so important to set family goals. In fact, one of the things you want to ask yourself is what type of parent you want to be.
That's a good one.
Yeah, you know, what kind of spouse do you want to be? What kind of relationship do you want to have with your kids? You know, one of my goals in 2014 was to spend more time with my kids. I mean, they're at an age right now, Sharon, where they, you know, they're going to remember stuff. You know, when they were smaller, when they were 2 and 3, I can kind of run and do business and everything, and they didn't know what was going on.
Right.
But now, you know, kids spell love, T-I-M-E.
Right.
Time. You know
right.
what I mean?
Something that you cannot buy.
You can't buy.
That's
you can't
right.
buy. So, you know, I make it a goal now that a couple times a month I take my kids to a basketball game. They're all heavily in sports right now, so I actually go to their games. I have one son that runs track, and I have a set of twins that play basketball, and one plays lacrosse. So I make it a point to get to their functions,
right.
Because that was just a goal that I set,
okay.
that I must spend more time with my kids. How about yourself?
Yes, I do. I spend a lot of time with my kids because, well, right now I have a son in college, now, right? But my other
empty
kids,
nester.
Well, not quite. We have everyone
almost.
In the neighborhood coming over,
okay.
So it's like, okay. But, time, like you said, you can't get that back.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And you want to be there for the first this or mm-hmm. for the second this, or you just want to be there. And the kids were like, they act up and you wonder why. And they say, because you're not giving them that time.
Mm-hmm.
You can buy them everything in the world, but
right.
if you're not giving them your time, that's
yeah.
more precious than anything.
Anything.
Right.
So that's one of the goals that we set. We've got Maggie here on line number 2. Hey, Maggie, how you doing?
Thank you. Peace and blessings to you both.
Peace yes, and blessings
please.
To you.
Charles invited me in with his contribution. That was just so awesome to hear how he put that declaration of self-determination. I just enjoyed listening to him, you know,
okay. mm-hmm.
because I think as a people, and I call us the Negro people, we are the people who are suffering the harm, the hurt, and we do not recognize our own humanity because we've been so hurt. And people say we have self-hate, but we don't have self-hate. We have contempt for who we've been told are. So listen to yourself about how you go places where people are selling the food that the Negro made good and tasty for the soul, so you won't feel so ill-treated. And then somebody talks about it long enough, it's bad, it's bad, it's bad. Then we pull away from it, and they come out giving people places to sell it to us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you believe that? I call that encroachment. We have a right to entrepreneurship.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
We do.
Nobody should encroach on our entrepreneurship.
Yeah.
That, I think that word has a French origin. Is that true?
I'm not sure.
Like a, it sounds like a French origin.
It does have a French origin. It does.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, I don't know how many of us listening to this radio show knows that Thomas Jefferson went to France in order to learn how to have liberty, how to have freedom among the people in America. I mean, that was a lot of people did a lot of work trying to make sure that human rights were being shown to the Negro that had been held in bondage, and at the same time recover the Europeans from the hurt that was done to them in their old world.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't it amazing when you put all of that together?
Yeah.
I mean, it just amazes me how we stuck in the box.
Yeah.
You hear someone like Charles who has stepped out into the called humanity. Oh, what's that? This month, December, is Universal Human Rights Month. Did you know that?
No, we had no idea. You know that,
Sharon? You hear what I'm saying? Do you hear what I'm saying? You say you have no idea. How can you live in America and have no idea about human rights?
Yeah.
It's because somebody snuck in and established capitalism.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, Maggie, we really appreciate you calling in, and thank you so much for your words of wisdom, and happy holidays to you, okay?
Peace to you, and
all right.
I thank Charles again for inviting me in to your show.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
Take
bye
care. Have a good one.
Right.
Again, we're talking about goal setting here on the Entrepreneur's Edge with Orin Solomon and Sharon Lewis. If you want to call in, 410-481-1010, or if you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. Or if you're listening and you want to set some goals for 2015 and you want to start a business or you're looking to do something different, you can text us at 443-854-4889. We've got Baba here on the line. Hello, Baba. How are you?
Hello. How are you doing?
We're good. How about yourself?
Well, by the grace of God, I'm still here. So
all right.
I'm thankful for that.
Okay.
One of my goals, and it's always been one of my goals, to expose the term who we used to call Uncle Tom's. That is one of my goals, to expose Uncle Tom's and Thomas Jefferson and all of them who Maggie was talking about were slaveholders. All of them that signed that Article of Independence, they owned slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So I keep hearing this foolishness about the founding fathers and all that. None of these people are our founding father. I know who my father is and family. They were slaveholders. That Sister Mac should understand that all them that wrote this so-called the Constitution and all that nonsense he thought did not apply to the slaves that they hold.
Sure.
And that's what I said. All we're talking about the founding fathers and the Constitution did not include people of African descent now then and at this present time, neither. It was written by slaveholders,
mm-hmm.
Maggie.
Mm-hmm.
Take care.
All right. Thanks for your call, man. Take care
mm-hmm.
now.
Okay. Let me say this right now.
Sure.
Today is called Giving Tuesday.
Okay.
Okay.
Like
yesterday,
it
had Black Friday,
mm-hmm.
then it had Cyber Monday, but
uh-huh.
today is Giving Tuesday Day. And this is the third year that
mm-hmm.
they started this.
Okay.
And Giving Tuesday is supposed to inspire people to encourage charitable givings.
Love it.
So there's charitable donations that people need to give, and this is the time. That's why they call it Giving Tuesday.
Okay? Excellent. Thank you so much, Sharon. So today is Giving Tuesday, y'all.
Right.
Put that in your calendar.
Put it in the calendar.
Giving Tuesday.
Right, because there's so many organizations and nonprofit groups out there that need some kind of support in some kind of way, whether it's financial, whatever they need.
Yeah.
So this is the time to give back.
Yeah.
So they
yeah.
call it Giving Tuesday.
I love it. And this is the time of year to give, man.
Exactly.
This is, you know, some, to me, Thanksgiving is such a awesome holiday because it's about giving thanks.
Exactly.
And sometimes, to me, Christmas is kind of over-commercialized because it's all about people, gifts, and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But it's really the season of giving.
It is.
It's about giving.
That's right.
And so that's why we're here. That's why we have this show.
Exactly.
To actually give back to the community. So today we're talking about goal setting for 2015, setting your goals, setting some financial goals, setting some personal goals.
Mm-hmm.
Also, if you haven't reached some of the goals that you set out to accomplish in 2014, you still got about 30 days left to actually hit those goals. So you want to call in 410-481-1010 if you're outside the listening area. You can call 877-704-1010. And if you are looking to start a business, you want to be an entrepreneur, you don't know where to start, you're not sure, but you want to set some new goals for next year, you can text us at 443-854-488. Now, I'm going to continue with this list here. And the last thing I talked about was setting some family goals.
Okay, good.
Whether it be, you know, spending time with your kids or, you know, going out to dinner, helping them with their homework, whatever it is, those are some goals you want to set. They also talked about some attitude goals. What do I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
There is a certain mindset that we must have in order to be successful. You know, maybe you might be holding something back. Maybe, you know, we have some behavioral issues or some anger management issues. You might want to, you know, set goals to, hey, maybe I won't get angry as much or as fast in 2015.
Yes.
You know, I'll be more understanding, be more sensible and more sensitive to other people. They also talked about artistic goals. You know, if you're in that particular realm, some of the goals you want to set. Another goal and a topic we had on this show was some physical goals.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know, being physically fit. And I can't tell you how important that is. You know, the older you get, it's so important. You know, athletes set goals every single day.
Yeah,
you know, if your goal is to maybe get rid of diabetes or lower your cholesterol, or you know, we can just change our eating habits to do things to kind of help us in that. And look, I realize, Sharon, I don't know about you, but the most important thing I have is my health.
It's your health. That's right.
The most important
thing.
That is
very important.
What would you say about that?
Yes, because it's like this. You have to be in good health in order to achieve anything.
Mm-hmm.
And that's getting up every day.
Yeah.
I mean, doing things that you need to do.
Yeah.
But not having good health and taking care of your health, that's something that you can control.
You can control it.
If you have high blood pressure, you can control it. If you have high cholesterol, you can control it.
Mm-hmm.
If you have diabetes, you can control it.
Yeah.
So you have to control your health.
Yeah.
So sometimes it's not the things that we do, but things that we eat.
Oh, God.
You know, I mean, that's another topic. We can go into another subject with that. But your health, you cannot buy your health.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can buy things that can help you. But like what he said, a rich man will trade his wealth for health.
Yes.
And a poor man will trade his health for wealth.
I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, I'll tell you, I'm limping around right now. I was working out with my personal trainer the other day, and he tried to kill me, basically. And I woke up one day, and my knee swole up like a grapefruit, and I couldn't move around, and I realized the importance of having my health.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're talking about goal setting here on the Entrepreneur's Edge.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the topics, you know, we talked about family goals and financial goals, but man, one of the more important goals you can set is your health goals.
Yes, indeed.
And what I decided late last year, I said, you know what? I'm going to get in better shape because in order for me to build a business and for me to have energy, for me to be a better parent, a better husband, better, you know what I mean? I need to have energy. I need to get in shape.
That's right.
So I've committed to doing that. And I can honestly say this year is probably one of my best years of taking care of myself.
Oh, well, that's a good thing.
You know, the way I should. So that might be one. I know I'm spending a lot of time on this. Y'all might want to jot that down. You know, you might want to lower your caloric intake. You know, watch the type of fatty foods. Exactly. Some things can really, really change. I know people who have lost weight or who have changed their diet, and now they can do things they couldn't do in 10, 15 years.
Trust me, I'm one of them. I know.
All right. So, again, we're talking about goal setting here with Sharon Lewis. If you want to call in, if you have some goals you want to hit, or maybe you hit some goals this year you want to share with us, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, it's 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. If you're looking to start a business, want to be an entrepreneur, don't know where to start, you can text us 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. I'll tell you a funny story about your health goals. I have a good friend of mine I'm in business with. He lives in Philadelphia.
Okay.
And this guy runs marathons.
Okay.
And so he created a competition last year with another person who runs marathons. And they set a goal for 2014 to run a mile a day.
Okay.
Now, there's 365 days in 1 year.
Right.
And, you know, life happens. You know, right. Stuff happens. You get caught up with stuff.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But they are on track to hit this goal this year. And I talked to him the other day. He told me, he said, man, he was driving home one night. And it was about 10:30, almost 11 o'clock. He's driving home. He's on the highway. He realized he hadn't run his mile today. He parked his car on the side of the road, jumped out of the car, ran a mile up and back, got to his car, and drove on home just so he hit his goal for that particular
wow.
day. Is that crazy?
No, that's determination.
Yeah, man.
I mean, that's sticking to your goal.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
And that's good because a lot of times we put goals down, and if we don't stick to them, they will never happen.
They won't happen. Yep.
And if he didn't do it that day, then the next day something else would come up and he would find an excuse. And we have to stop making excuses for things that we need to do.
Mm-hmm.
I like that.
I love it. I love it. So this gentleman has been running a mile a day. He's got, I guess, 28, 29 days left before the year's out. He's consistent. I'm so impressed with that.
Right.
Because I know
too.
Me. I probably wouldn't have done that, just being honest.
I'll be like, okay, well, I get to it tomorrow. That's the procrastination. Knock it out. That should not be a goal.
So we're talking about goal setting here on the Entrepreneur's Edge. Again, you can call in 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you want to send a text, you're looking to start a business, don't know where to start, you can text us 443-854-4889. Some other goals they talked about, you know, with regards to long-term goals. You want to set up some pleasure goals. Mm-hmm. What do I mean by that? You got to know how to enjoy yourself. You know, if you hit some of these goals that you plan, you want to, you know, plan a trip somewhere, you know, take the kids somewhere, maybe go to Disney World or go to Ocean City or Atlantic City or something to have a good time. Because all work and no play is not good, right?
That's right. You got to put some fun in there somewhere.
Yeah. So, you know, you definitely jot down some pleasure goals, some of the things you really want to accomplish, whether you want to travel, go overseas, go to Europe, whatever it is, jot them down.
Mm-hmm.
Jot them down. I'm telling you, here's what I've seen. When I've put stuff down, I look at it every single day,
and
I focus on it hard enough, it just comes to me. That's just kind of how God works. That's how the universe works.
Yep.
So you want to make sure you jot some pleasure goals down. Another goal that you might want to write down is public service goals.
Okay.
And, you know, kind of things that will help make the world better, you know.
Mm-hmm.
This is the question you want to ask yourself. How can I make the world better?
Mm-hmm.
You know, how can I, you know, whether it be, you know, helping with community service, you know, a company that Sharon and I are involved in, we help feed kids.
Right. Exactly.
You know, we have a passion for there's a epidemic happening in this country right now. Where every day 17 million kids go to bed hungry in America.
Every day.
And it's one of the richest countries in the world. We're dealing with childhood hunger.
Exactly.
So our organization, when someone becomes a customer and they pay their bill, we help feed kids.
Exactly.
So, you know, that's one of the ways that we help the world. Another thing is I believe in helping our veterans. You know, they go out and
definitely.
They serve us and they fight in these wars and they come back and they don't have jobs or, you know, they're treated unfairly and. So I believe in that. I also believe in giving back, you know, helping kids that are trying to go to school. We give to the United Negro College Fund.
Yes. Okay.
So mm-hmm. you want to jot some public service goals down, you know, maybe tithing more at your church, you know, whatever it is to help
mm-hmm.
out.
Mm-hmm.
You definitely want to make sure you have some public service goals. So we're talking about goal setting here on the Entrepreneur's Edge. This is Orin Solomon. I have my friend Sharon Lewis here with me. If you have some goals that you want to set, you want to share with us, feel free to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Reason why we're doing this show is, look, we're coming up on the end of the year here. December's here and time has flown by in 2014.
Exactly, already.
And 2015 is going to be here before you know it.
Mm-hmm.
And usually right around late in the year, people make their New Year's resolutions, right?
Exactly.
They either want to make more money or lose weight.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now, you know, we can't help you with the lose weight part.
But, yes, we can. We can.
But we can definitely help you with the making money part.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why this show is what it is. We're talking about goal setting. If you mm-hmm. want to call in, 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010,
mm-hmm.
877-704-1010. And you can text Sharon if you are an entrepreneur or you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to start a business, you want to set a new goal for mm-hmm. 2015, 443-854-4889. So let's talk about some of the smaller tasks mm-hmm. on reaching these long-term goals.
Okay.
All right. So you want to break this down. You want to break this down into a one-year plan. And then you want to break it down into like a 6-month plan.
Mm-hmm.
And then you want to get concise and break it down to a month-to-month plan.
Exactly.
And then eventually you want to get to day to day.
Yes.
You know.
You need a daily goal every day. Because this is what I tell my team. I said every day,
mm-hmm.
set a goal.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And try to achieve it. Because mm-hmm. if you want to be successful, you got to set goals.
Yeah.
That's the only way you're going to be successful.
Yeah.
You have to set goals and put it in writing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you have to look at it, you
yeah.
know?
Because yeah.
without goals, you lack the focus and direction. And
I couldn't have said it any better, man. It's, mm-hmm. it's so important to know mm-hmm. what you're doing every single day.
Yes.
And we've got Lawrence here on line one. Hey, Lawrence, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good. How are you?
We're doing wonderful.
Great,
thanks for
Lawrence.
Calling in, man.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much for having me. I just wanted to say, in regards to taking time to give back, I think a great concept is trying to work with young people to help them understand money and finances
mm-hmm.
and wealth and credit.
Oh, I love that, man.
You know, unfortunately, a lot of our youth are, you know, they're not being taught these things in schools. And unfortunately,
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of parents who don't know how to teach these things
yeah.
to young people. And so, you know, those of us who understand how to build money and wealth and how to purchase assets and not liabilities.
Mm.
You know, I think it would be a blessing to the neighborhoods and our different communities if the young people who we have access to and whatever venues of life we find ourselves in, if we can help them with this information.
Lawrence, I couldn't have said any
yes,
better, man. You
definitely.
Sound like an astute businessman. What do you do?
Well, yes, sir. I actually minister at a church. I'm a pastor,
mm-hmm.
And I also have worked with several different businesses,
mm-hmm.
you know, which are outside of my ministry.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, I've spent quite a bit of time inside of having to do administration and having to work with the numbers.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lawrence, we would love to communicate with you mm-hmm. outside of this, man. If
definitely.
If you could get your information to the board up. I would love to talk to you. These are some of the things we want to do. Sounds like you have read Rich Dad Poor Dad.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, right. I sure have. That's a classic.
Sounds like you've read a whole bunch of other books as
yeah.
well, man. So
yes.
if you don't mind, I'm going to keep you on for another minute or so, because I think people need to hear what you're talking about with regards to teaching our youth entrepreneurship. What other things can you tell the listening audience here about that? If you can expand, I know I'm putting you on the spot here, but
no. Mm-hmm. No, I don't. No, I do not. I do not mind at all. You know, you brought up Rich Dad Poor Dad. One of the interesting, I forgot when that book was written. I think it was written in the early 90s.
It's early 90s,
I believe.
Yep.
And he wrote this book, and during that time, he said that the number one vehicle that millionaires drove was like a Ford F-150.
Mm-hmm.
And I think about this concept of looking wealthy versus actually being wealthy.
Wow. Say that again, man. Yeah. Say that again. People need to hear that in our community.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Again. And,
so this idea of actually having the wealth, a bit of my time, I used to work in having to finance automobiles for people.
Okay.
And it was amazing to see the kind of cars that some people drove. And then they would have to call in to the bank in tears to stay in these vehicles. Beamers, Hummers, all these kind of vehicles.
Wow.
They're in debt. And debt is some form of you're enslaved to some. There's different degrees of enslavement, and debt is a degree. You're losing a bit of your freedom anytime you get debt, and so you find yourself in debt so you can look good. You find yourself in debt so you can dress good. And meanwhile, you don't have any money to invest not only in stocks but also to invest in people around you who might have business ideas and business opportunities. And so, therefore, we find ourselves becoming poorer and poorer and poorer. And I think it's time to try to break this mold, and so that we can try to begin to leave our children with actual assets and not with bills, But this, I think this conversation requires a degree of education and also maybe a rearranging of some of the value systems that exist.
Love it, man. We're getting some financial wisdom from Lawrence here, man.
That's for sure.
Yeah, that's the truth. Thank you so much,
Lawrence, for
calling in, man. Again, call back. Leave your information with the board. We'd love to stay in communication with you, okay?
Will do. Have a good one.
Thanks, man. Have a good one. All right, we've got Angela on line two. Hi, Angela. How are you? Angela, can you hear me? We lost her here. Okay, she's gonna call us back. But man, I want to thank Lawrence for calling in and giving us that great message. He said so many things that I've learned by being an entrepreneur, and
yes.
I hope you all were paying close attention to it. So we're talking about goal setting here on the Entrepreneur's Edge. I'm here with my friend Sharon Lewis and the importance of setting goals. We're closing in on the end of 2014, going into 2015. And I'm sure many of you have some things you want to accomplish next year that you probably didn't accomplish this year.
Right.
So we want to give you a chance to kind of maybe share that with us or give us some ideas on how you're feeling with regards to some goals you're setting or some of the things you didn't hit that you want to do. You can call in at 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you are looking to start a business, not sure what direction to go.
And need some direction in setting goals, yes.
Feel free to text us at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. So as I was saying, I was talking about, the small task, and I talked about, breaking them down into a 1-year plan, a 6-month plan, month to month. And Sharon really talked about, setting goals day to day. Because, look, when I get up every morning, and I'm going to recommend this to the listening audience here, even before you go to bed at night, you might just want to jot down what is it that you want to accomplish tomorrow, or what is it that you want to accomplish today? And you want to write that down and look at it, and you want to categorize it with regards to importance, least importance, most important, whether it's urgent, whether it's not as urgent, whether it's a priority, whether it's not a priority. So you want to jot down the most important things you have to do for the day. And that way you can kind of focus on what's important. You can reach those goals. What happens is when you get sidetracked and you get phone calls and you're doing stuff that's not on your list, man, it's really tough and you end up going off track and you don't hit your goals.
Right,
so
exactly.
I'm going to highly recommend that, you know, every day when you get up, you jot, what am I supposed to do today? You know, I got to do the laundry. I got to pay some bills. I've got to, you know, take the kids lunch. I've got to, you know, X, Y, Z, whatever it is, but place what's most important, go down the list, and then the least important. And then as things come up, you know, during the day, if it's not on the important list, put it off and focus on the important things first. And you have a better chance of reaching your goals doing that way than, you know, just not having the goals and getting sidetracked. Because I know that's happened to me many times. Would you agree with that, Sharon?
Yes.
As far as getting sidetracked?
Yeah, it happens for me.
Okay.
And that's why I tell people, we have to stay focused on our goals, put them in front of us daily, and stick to them.
Mm. Excellent.
And one of the things, you know what, one of the things that I found that having a certain goal that motivates you keeps you motivated to achieve it.
Mm-hmm. Love it. So, again, we're talking about goal setting here. We're coming towards the end of 2014. And I know some of us listening to the show have reached some of our goals. Maybe some of them we fell a little short at. Some of you may have reached all your goals. Man, if that's the case, we'd love to hear from you. So call in 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010, 877-704-1010. And if you're looking to start a business, you want to do something completely different in 2015. You want to start a business. You want to step out there. You want to do something different. You know, feel free to text us 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. So we talked about, you know, our smaller goals. You obviously want to write these goals down. And you want to prioritize these goals, what's most important, what's least important. And then here's the deal. Here's one of the biggest things you want to do. You want to stay the course. Once you decide, no doubt about it. Once you decide what your goals are, you're going to stay the course. Because here's the deal. They're not going to happen sometimes when you want them to happen all the time. Right? I mean, something's going to happen. It's going to slow something like the Charles called in and talked about that earlier, how something's supposed to happen in an hour, but it may take a week or it may take 2 weeks or whatever. But you want to stay the course and be accountable to what you said and be accountable to what you wrote. All right. Because that's your goal. And when you focus on that, whether it takes you a month, a year or whatever it is, you eventually are going to actually hit that goal. And, you know, this piece that I read, they talked about, you know, something called SMART goals, S-M-A-R-T, SMART goals.
Yes, I was just looking at that same thing.
Were you really? Okay.
Yes.
So I'm gonna go through a couple of those. One of the things they talked about was being specific. Be specific on what it is you want to accomplish. Be specific on that goals. Or, you know, it talked about being significant. All right. So, you know, whatever it is you're trying to accomplish, just do it. Do it big. Don't half ass it. Don't, you know, this is something you want to do. You want to be specific and you want to be significant.
Right. And measurable, too.
Exactly. Exactly. Now, the M stands for measurable or meaningful. Make it count. Make it something meaningful, something that's important to you. A in the SMART goals stands for attainable. You want to make it something that you can attain. It also stands for action oriented. In order for you to reach any goal, you have to take action. It is not going to happen by us sitting on the couch and doing nothing. It's not going to happen by us wishing. It's going to happen by us basically taking action. So we're talking about SMART goals here. The R in SMART stands for relevant or rewarding. You want to do something relevant, do something that's important and rewarding. We talked about, you know, pleasure goals. You know, a good pleasure goal would be obviously to take your kids on a trip for a couple of days, take a vacation and go somewhere. So you want your goals to be rewarding. Or we talk about giving back. You know, that's a rewarding type of goal where you know, you're giving to a charity or you're helping someone in the community or you're serving at the soup kitchen. Or you're just helping a kid, you're mentoring a kid. Lawrence called in and talked about, you know, teaching our kids, you know, wealth principles and the importance of owning assets and not liabilities. You know, that's doing something relevant, doing something rewarding. And the T stands for a time bond or trackable, something that you can track and say, look, you know, this is what I'm doing to set these goals. So, you know, you want to set some SMART goals, a specific or significant, measurable or meaningful, attainable or action oriented, relevant or rewarding, and time bond or trackable. So again, we're talking about goal setting here. We're on the Entrepreneur's Edge. I'm with my friend Sharon Lewis, and we're talking about goal setting for 2015. And we know many of our listeners have set goals for 2014. If you hit them, great. If you hit them all, great. If you haven't, great. There's always next year. That's why we're talking about 2015. And so feel free to call into the show if you want to share some of your goals or share some of the things that you accomplished in 2014 and some of the things you want to accomplish in 2015. We'd love to hear from you. 877-704-1010 if you're outside the listening area. And if you're in the Baltimore area, you can call 410-481-1010, 410-481-1010. And if you want to start a business, you want to be an entrepreneur, you want to do something a little different in 2015, you can call 443-854-4889. You can text 443-854-4889. We have Angela here online, too. Hey, Angela, how are you?
I am awesome. How are you guys?
I'm wonderful. Is this my wife, Angela?
Yes, it is.
How are you, dear?
Hi.
What's on your mind?
Hi. I just wanted to talk about just really taking this month, this time, this week, to prepare for 2015 mm-hmm. in terms of, I know your topic is goal setting,
mm-hmm.
and every year we take time to, you know, figure out and plan what our 2015 is going to be like.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is very important because, as they say, a man without a plan, a goal without a plan is just a dream.
Mm.
So we really need to write down where we be, what our life is going to look like. We want to make 2015 our best year ever, personally, professionally, financially, spiritually. We always want to grow and expand our minds and really be the best people we can so that we can live the best life that we can. So I just wanted to encourage everybody to take some time, write down your goals, think about, I mean, be a dreamer again.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times as we are adults and we grow up, our children, people ask you what you want to be when you grow up, and you have these lofty goals and dreams, but as life starts to happen to us and we make decisions, our dream cloud starts to shrink,
mm-hmm.
right? And then we start to really believe and accept and settle.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say that, you know, you don't have to settle. You should start dreaming again. We have to dream again. You can live your best life ever. As long as you're breathing, you're blessed to see another day, you can make your dreams come true. So don't settle. Think big, dream big, and believe big for 2015.
Awesome. Thanks, dear. Appreciate you calling in.
Okay, thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Take care. All right, bye-bye. You know, Martin Luther King said, "I have a dream." Right, Sharon?
He didn't say, that's what I did.
Yeah, he didn't say, "I have an idea." You know, he didn't say, "I have a headache." He said, "I have a dream." And man, I'm sure he and his wife sat down and had some goals that they had in place, and he believed them. He died for his dream. He died
yes,
for
exactly.
his goals. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's the question that you ask. Are you willing to go the distance, or are you willing to die for what you believe in?
This man put his life on the line based on some of the goals and the principles that he had. And a lot of us are benefiting from it. But, you know, are we living our full potential? You know, are we really giving everything we got to give to get out of this life what we really deserve? And, you know, Angela said it. She said it so well that, you know, when we're younger, we're dreaming. You know, I remember when I was a kid, I wanted to be a pro athlete and take care of my mom, buy her a house. And the older we get, like she said, our dream circle shrinks and we start settling. Instead of the house, you know, I'll take the one bedroom apartment and I'll take the Hyundai with three colors and all that. I mean, that was me, you know? So, I really do believe that, you know, goal setting is so, 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 so important. We've got a caller here, but I need some assistance. Oh, we don't. Okay, we're good. All right. Couple other things I wanted to talk about here before we end the show. Shannon, do you have anything on your mind before we move on here? I know you're looking at some motivational stuff and talking about goal setting, or
yes, as a matter of fact, I am.
okay.
And one of the other things that we need to do is, and Angela said it. I mean, she said it very eloquently. I love how she said that. We have to basically, when we set our goals and we look at them every day, and we said, okay, we're going to do the short term versus the long term, mm-hmm. and motivated with it every day. We have to look at things from a realistic point, but more importantly than that, guess what? We have to be real smart about it. Mm-hmm. And when we set our goals and we set them and put them in writing, the main thing we have to do is make an action plan.
Mm-hmm.
We have to make an action plan to make these goals that we set become a reality. Mm-hmm. If you don't set an action plan to make it happen, it's not going to happen. It's just going to sit there. Mm-hmm. Okay? And then we have to stick with it. That's the main thing.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that we talk about, we train people on how to set goals.
Yeah.
Teach them on how to set goals. So a lot of people say, I'm not sure where to start. I know they always say, what am I going to do the next 5 years? But the reality is, what are you going to do today?
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, are you pleased of what you accomplished? Did you accomplish what you wanted to accomplish for that day?
Yeah.
Then if not, then we have to sit back and say, okay, I have to revamp this and do something that's going to be realistic. So that's what we teach people, how to set realistic goals and to achieve them long-term and short-term.
Beautiful. So if that's you, if you're listening to the show and you want to start a business, you want to do something new for 2015, start something different, you can text Sharon at 443-854-4889, 443-854-4889. We got a few more minutes left. You want to call in 410-481-1010. 410-481-1010. If you're outside the listening area, 877-704-1010. We're talking about goal setting. A couple things I want to mention before we end here. We talk about your achievement goals. When you are achieving a goal, it says take time to enjoy the satisfaction of having done something. Celebrate, reward yourself with something. And I mentioned that earlier, you know, let's say that you plan to do this thing in 2015 or you hit this goal in 2014. Man, celebrate it. Take the family out and, you know, share with your family what you're doing. Hey, if dad does this or if mom does this, then I'm going to take y'all out to dinner. And what ends up happening is everybody rallies around this particular goal and they start asking you, Dad, you hit that goal yet? Mom, you hit that goal yet? You know, what can we do to help you do that? So celebrate it when you do it. And a couple other things before we end. This is the golden rule of goal setting. Set goals to motivate you. Set smart goals. Set goals in writing. Make an action plan and stick to it. So those are the five things. Those are the five golden rules of setting a goal. So we appreciate y'all listening to our show today. Sharon, I want to thank you for being on the show. I appreciate all you do. Thank all the callers for calling in as well. We're up against it. We'll be here next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Tell all your family and friends who want to be business owners to listen to the show. This is Oren Solomon checking out of the Entrepreneur's Edge.
And don't forget to give. Today is Giving Tuesday.